Discover one of Napa Valley's newest and most exciting wineries. Located on the grounds of an historic equestrian center and beautifully renovated with reclaimed wood and natural elements, Black Stallion Winery evokes the rustic charm of early California. Black Stallion produces ultra-premium wine sold exclusively through the winery or on our website at www.blackstallionwinery.com.
Hello again. Welcome to the third and final hour of Dining Around with Gene Burns. It is Saturday, the 7th of March, and we're talking food, wine, and travel. An interesting segment for you here, I think. Haas Zare joins us. Of course, you may be familiar with his restaurants. He had a restaurant, had two restaurants, actually, here in the city of San Francisco, then moved up to the Napa Valley, and now has moved back and has taken over Zare at Flytrap. He owns and operates that restaurant on Folsom Street at 2nd in the city, and he's here to talk a little bit about that. And among other things, spring, which is just around the corner, a couple weeks away, spring is the Persian New Year. The Persians celebrate New Year on the first day of spring, and Haas is a native of Persia. He was born in Tabriz, emigrated to the United States, so we thought we'd make double use, so we'll get caught up on Zare at Flytrap, find out what Haas is up to these days, and also talk a little bit about Persian cooking and talk about his menu at Zare at Flytrap. In fact, just the winner of the editor's poll at 7x7 magazine, his restaurant, Zare at Flytrap. Haas, how are you?
Thank you. It's nice. A pleasure to be here.
Nice to have you with us. Now, you, this restaurant, you once cooked at the Flytrap very early in your career, right?
20 years ago.
Yeah. So you've come back and bought the restaurant that you cooked at.
It's kind of, you know, every American dream. You know, 20 years ago, I was a line cook and became a chef. And 20 years later, I'm owning it. It's kind of honor to be a part of the history of San Francisco and get your dream come true.
You did not intend to be a chef when you came here from Persia.
Not at all. No. I was the worst cook. I didn't even know how to turn the oven on. So, and playing a little bit of soccer and moved to the United States and started medicine, biochemistry and microbiology at UC Davis. And then my brother at the time owned a restaurant called Billboard Cafe. So just for fun and extra little money, I started working there and fell in love with the cooking. And I never forget, almost for a year and a half, I used to commute to San Francisco from Davis to work in the city and go to school. But eventually my love for food took me away and never regret any decision I made in the past.
So when you went to the Billboard Cafe to work as a cook, you really had no experience?
I was chopping lettuce and I started doing busboy, wash dishes. I was having fun learning.
And at what point in this experience, what was it, do you think, that made you decide that maybe cooking was a good career for you?
It was just the food and the creation and people coming and having a good time. And also being homesick from away from home and the cooking and smell of the food remind me of my mom's cooking. So I guess that was it.
Yeah.
And plus I feel like I had some art inside me and I didn't know about it. I find it through my passion.
Yeah. Now, did that cafe cook Persian food?
No, it wasn't Persian
food. No, it was Persian. No.
Actually, to be my career in past 20-some years cooking, I play safe. I play Mediterranean cuisine. I was a chef in the Italian restaurants, American cuisine. And I just play safe. But in this restaurant, I just want to do it because of the little tragedy I had in my family.
Right.
That kind of make me to, you know what, I'm going to do it.
Right.
And the best decision I have made in my life, and I can see the result. People from Food Critic, San Francisco, they're open arm, accept it, and they're loving it. And I'm having a blast.
Yeah. I want to talk a little bit about what Persian cooking is, what are the elements of it. We'll do that just ahead. Again, the first day of spring is Persian New Year. And Haas is now owner and operator of Zare at Flytrap, a restaurant he cooked at as a line cook. He now owns and operates and runs as an executive chef. We'll talk more with Haas just ahead here on Dining Around with Gene Burns. Well, now, whether you're looking for your family-oriented entertaining, or whether you're entertaining for friends, you're pretty sure you know what you're going to serve as your main course. So you've settled that. That's not a problem. But what are you going to serve for your vegetables? How about side dishes? Something that tastes delicious and looks like you put in some extra time preparing it, even though you didn't, but nobody will know. Well, let me tell you that Misto alla Griglia may well be the thing for you. A scrumptious combination of grilled eggplant and grilled zucchini, already sliced and marinated in delicious extra virgin olive oil with just the right amount of herbs and seasoning, imported from Italy. The translation means mixed from the grill. It comes frozen in a convenient 1-pound bag. And here's the great news. You just microwave it for less than 5 minutes. That's right, less than 5 minutes. It's that simple. You can find Misto alla Griglia exclusively at Trader Joe's markets here in Northern California. And you will get rave reviews from your family and your friends for serving them something that's not only so tasty and healthy, but also something that looks great, too. Remember, pick up a package or two of Misto alla Griglia, grilled and marinated eggplant and zucchini in the frozen vegetable section at a Trader Joe's market near you, and enjoy anytime.
Planning a great weekend doesn't have to mean making a dent in your savings. Just head to your neighborhood Blockbuster store and grab the hottest new releases like Australia, Body of Lies, and Personal Effects, a Blockbuster exclusive. Blockbuster, America's best entertainment value.
KGO Radio News Talk 810, 24-7 at 810 on AM, and always on globally at KGOradio.com.
This is Gene Burns. Do you need some spring in your step? I know a perfect spot, less than an hour from San Francisco. It's Sonoma Valley, and it's real wine country. Nothing beats spring in Sonoma Valley, with vineyards full of mustard flowers and farmers markets full of fresh produce. The spring calendar is equally full with a star-studded film fest, Epicurean galas, and a world-class jazz festival. In California's oldest wine country, you'll find an historic span of rolling vineyards, farmlands, and quaint towns, not to mention spectacular wineries and spas. You'll find lodging at every budget level, from the affordable and charming El Pueblo Inn to elegant resorts like the Lodge at Sonoma, a Renaissance resort and spa, and the luxurious MacArthur Place, Sonoma's historic inn and spa. Real wine country does exist. For a full list of lodging and events, visit SonomaValley.com. That's SonomaValley.com.
At European Sleepworks, we take responsibility for your sleep. Okay, that's a pretty big statement to make. If it sounds a little self-important and unattainable, let me explain. Everything we put into our European Sleepworks mattress system is aimed at giving you a comfortable, undisturbed, and healthful night's sleep. A flexible adjusting slat foundation, honeycomb German steel coils and micro coils, pure latex foam cushioning, natural wool linings, and organic stretch cotton covers, all without harmful chemicals. European Sleepworks mattresses are constructed to be long-lasting, hold their shape, and avoid problems often experienced with other mattresses. Everything we do reflects our commitment to providing you with a bed that delivers quality and comfort. We take responsibility for that at European Sleepworks, Adeline at Ashby in Berkeley, online at sleepworks.com.
KGO time now is 12:16 on Dining Around with Gene Burns. We are talking with Haas Zare, executive chef and owner of Zare at Flytrap. It's at 606 Folsom Street at 2nd Street in San Francisco. Telephone number 415-243-0580. That's 415-243-0580. We're talking about this restaurant, about Haas and his career, and also the fact that upcoming, the first day of spring, is also Persian New Year. Haas, how would you describe Persian cuisine?
One word, delicious. I mean, we've been around for 2,500 years, and the culture and the food, I mean, it's absolutely delicious. They use a lot of fresh vegetables and old dishes, stews, and the ingredients. I can, for example, from beans or rice, the method they use, I give example. Most of the people, they're afraid of using a lot of beans here because of the maybe a side effect or the starch, but we soak them for 24 hours.
Right.
So it's, I can say, also healthy food. And right. all the stews we make, they didn't know at the time, but if you take the meat product out of it, it can be perfect, beautiful vegetarian dishes too.
So you don't necessarily have to include the meat.
You don't have to.
No. What would be the principal meat of Persian cooking? Would it be lamb?
Lamb.
Lamb.
Lamb
yeah.
is a major, actually more expensive than beef.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Now, and what is it I'm trying to remember? In Persian dishes I've had over the years done by home cooks, is it a dried lime, is it?
Dry lime. Yes. I use a lot of my cuisine, too. Dry lime is kind of, it gives a citrus acidic to the flavor. And one of the dishes actually I have on my Monday night meatball, 2 pounds meatball, is the sauces, juices from the turmeric and dry lime.
Oh.
Meatball is 2 pounds, and I usually stuff it with surprise like baby chicken or rack and lamb. It's one of the signature dishes from the Tabriz, the town I'm from.
The meatball weighs 2 pounds?
2 pounds. It sounds...
How many does it serve?
Per person, and you'll be surprised. People, they look at it, they say, I cannot finish it. But after that, it's very light, fluffy, and they finish it.
Yeah. And now you say you stuff it with chicken?
Baby chicken, quail, rack and lamb.
Right.
Depends on what mood I am, what I have fresh in my hand. And actually, I'm going to save that dish in the James Beard in New York. I'm honored to be invited there and do the Persian New Year dinner in March 18.
Oh, is that right?
And I'm very excited, honored, humbled.
Yes.
And to be in New York in James Beard House. And doing the Persian dinner.
On March 18th.
March 18th.
Now, are you going to have some of these specialties on the menu at Zare at Flytrap around that time as well?
Yes. Yeah. And actually, I'm mixing some of my signature dishes and some of the traditional dishes for this event.
Right.
One of my signature dishes that I love it is a cucumber linguine with a smoked trout, creme fraiche, and dill. It's very light and simple and delicious.
I saw that on the menu. I happen to be a person who really likes smoked trout. And when I saw that preparation, I was intrigued. When you say cucumber zucchini, so you take a cucumber, but you cut it as if it were linguine
yes.
pasta.
I use the meat part of the cucumber, English cucumber, and with a commercial mandolin I have, I cut it almost look like a linguine.
Right.
And lightly salted, not too much, because smoked trout, tend to be salty.
Yeah, sure.
And then I finish for presentation, and also a little more flavor with the trout roe or caviar.
Ah, and do you dress it with any dressing or?
Is it creme fraiche and dill? But if somebody doesn't want to use the creme fraiche, they can always substitute for the low fat, like a yogurt, can
right.
go with that, or
right.
Cream cheese.
Right. It sounds to me, Iran, Persia is not. A Mediterranean country, but it sounds to me as if the cuisine is like Mediterranean cuisine.
Well, I'm not even trying to be biased, but if you look at the history of Persia, 2,500 years, the Silk Road, all the food concept immigrated from that region to the Mediterranean.
Oh.
And the Silk Road, the food, cuisine, and that's the biggest joke between Persian and Greeks, who has the dolma first. The stuffed grapes.
Stuffed grape leaves, yeah.
Exactly. So yeah. The cuisine is the culture, rich culture. And unfortunately, because of politics, it's been people forgetting how beautiful culture and food and the tradition
right.
we have over there.
Right.
And the country is beautiful. And it's absolutely like the food. And I can yeah. rave about it and not being biased.
Many of the countries of the Eastern Mediterranean have a multi-course appetizer tradition called meza.
Yes.
Is there something like that in Persian cuisine?
Yes, we do. We have dishes like a kuku, which is kind of frittata style here, and they do with the herbs. And one of the ones I make is unique with the yogurt, and they can do it with pistachio, or the most common ones are fresh herbs. It comes with the feta cheese and radishes mm-hmm. with the lavash. So it's very light and kind of helps open your appetite too.
Right. And that's sort of like an omelet we would know as a...
It's yes, kind of frittata, like it has
like a frittata,
eggs or frittata,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And or sometimes they have fresh young walnuts on the table with the feta cheese,
mm-hmm.
and yogurt with cucumber dill.
Right.
Those are comes with this as appetizer at the beginning of the meal. Actually, I just put a new item on my menu, which is my favorite and becoming a hip grill. Flat iron steak, marinated yogurt and lime and onions on the skewer with the raita, which is cucumber, yogurt and dill and cumin, and a little fresh herb next to it.
Oh.
And explaining people, take the lavash, spread the raita and little herbs and piece of steak, make a mini burrito. It's absolutely simple and delicious.
Yeah, and use flat iron steak.
Flat iron
steak. You grill first, obviously.
I marinate it first with yogurt, lime and onion, almost like a... cure it, and then slice it, and skewer, and then grill it.
And then grill it. And then serve it with the lavash bread?
Correct.
Yeah.
And fresh herbs, dill, tarragon, mint, basil.
Right. And these dishes, some of these dishes we're talking about are on the menu at Zare at Flytrap.
Yeah. Correct.
Are you going to do a special New Year's menu?
What I am doing right now, because of the, I am offering the whole month of the March, one of my favorite classic Persian dish called Fesenjun, which is a chicken dish with pomegranate and walnut reduction sauce. Absolutely delicious. It can be done with a duck or rabbit. So it's not New Year's menu dish, but one of my favorite classic dishes. So I'm offering every night, and it's been very, very successful. It's going to be going on until end of the month, but limited amount. I am doing it because it's a very handcrafted dish.
Right, right. Now, something like that, or is the chicken braised in the juices?
Yes, I braise a whole baby chicken, spring chicken called Pusan. And I'm doing different dimension, my style, to the dish.
Right.
And it's not traditional that they do in Iran.
Right.
But I'm trying a little twist to it. But it's braised with the pomegranate juice and paste and walnut. And served with a side of rice, basmati rice.
Yeah, we're talking with Haas Zare. I'm starving here now with talking about these wonderful dishes. His new restaurant is Zare at Flytrap. It's on Folsom Street, 606 Folsom at 2nd Street in San Francisco. He'll be cooking at the James Beard House on March 18th, which is very close to Persian New Year. And we're talking about his restaurant and Persian cuisine. We'll do more of that just ahead here on Dining Around with Gene Burns. I want to remind you that David and Kathleen Fink, who with their partners own and operate L'Auberge Carmel in Carmel by the Sea, have a great deal for listeners to Dining Around with Gene Burns, an opportunity to tuck yourself away for a spectacular getaway in this beautiful Relais and Chateau property right in the middle of the village, Carmel by the Sea. In fact, when you walk out of this 20-room Relais and Chateau property, you walk right into the villagescape. It really is just beautiful. Kathleen happens to be a very talented designer, and she's redone the rooms here, adding modernization where needed, like in the bathrooms, and then preserving all of the wonderful touches that make the building so significant. The building sort of rambles around. It's got a lot of nooks and crannies in which you can hide and read a book or just simply sit and enjoy yourself. And a first-rate restaurant, Aubergine, a part of L'Auberge Carmel as well. You and that special someone can tuck yourself into L'Auberge Carmel for a night stay in one of their queen rooms, a 5-course prefix menu at Aubergine, their restaurant, breakfast served in the dining room or in your room itself, chocolate truffles at turndown in the evenings, of course, and refreshing fruit essence when you arrive. All of this available for two for just $439 a day. You might want to set aside a couple days, tuck yourselves into L'Auberge Carmel, and have a wonderful visit to this magical place. For listeners to Dining Around with Gene Burns, it's a great opportunity. You can check it out by going to their website, laubergecarmel.com. That's laubergecarmel.com. Or give them a call at 831-624-8578. That's 831-624-8578. And visit soon. L'Auberge Carmel in Carmel by the Sea.
Credit card debt. If you have it, it's probably something you keep to yourself. Something you don't really want to talk about. That's why, if you're feeling overwhelmed by credit card debt, all you have to do right now is listen. Because I'm going to tell you a little secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. how to settle your credit card debt for less than what you owe. All you have to do is call Consumer Debt Advocate for a free consultation that will help you eliminate your credit card debt for good and help you move on with your life. Call 1-800-655-3232. We'll help you consolidate your debt into one monthly payment and deal with the creditors directly so you don't have to worry. Imagine cutting your credit card debt by thousands. Let us help you today. Settle your debt for thousands less than you owe. Yes, you can change your life just by calling 1-800-655-3232 for a free consultation. That's 1-800-655-3232. 1-800-655-3232.
Your Visa Signature credit card is your connection to special experiences and perks in the Bay Area. Visa Signature also invites you to visit Sonoma County to experience the 31st Annual Barrel Tasting Weekend. This special event will take place over two weekends, March 7th and 8th, and March 14th and 15th. You can be the first to sample new releases from premium wineries in Alexander, Dry Creek, and Russian River Valleys. Use your Visa Signature card at select wineries and receive special perks and discounts exclusive to Visa Signature cardholders. For more details and a list of wineries participating in this exclusive Visa Signature offer, visit visa.com/signaturefood. Not sure you have a Visa Signature card? Check the front of your Visa card for the name Visa Signature. Visa Signature credit cards give you exclusive benefits and perks in addition to the points, miles, or rewards you already earn. Offer is subject to availability and other restrictions may apply. Reservations must be made with valid U.S.-issued Visa Signature card. For more details, visit visa.com/signature.
KGO News Talk 810.
KGO time now is 12:28 on Dining Around with Gene Burns, talking with Hoss Zare of Zare at Flytrap, Hoss's new restaurant. He had a couple of restaurants here in the city, then went to Napa for a few years, and now is back at Zare at Flytrap, one of the restaurants at which he cooked when he first got into the cooking business. He's on his way to the James Beard House in New York to cook on the 18th of March for the celebration of Persian New Year. And I wanted to ask you, Hoss, are reservations recommended for the restaurant?
Yes.
How big is it? How many seats?
I have about 60, 70
60 seats. 60 or 70 seats. And what are the hours of operation?
We just recently closed for lunch because of economy line. But dinner, we open every day at 4 o'clock. Monday to Thursday until 10, on Friday, Saturday from 4 to 11.
And closed on Sunday?
Closed on Sundays.
Okay, so open Monday through Saturday for dinner beginning at 4 o'clock,
correct.
Yeah. And reservations recommended?
Highly recommended.
Yeah. And how often do you change the menu?
Seasonal. I try to do it like every month.
Right.
Whenever access I have to new products coming to market. And I'm very proudly say I use a lot of organic products, sustainable fish product, you know, wild fish.
Yeah. And there are always sort of Persian specialties interspersed on the menu.
Exactly. Yeah. I have some influence on it. Mediterranean, but little influence on Persian food.
Right.
And the beauty of the San Francisco, number one, is my new home. This is my home. And I'm humbled and honored to be part of San Francisco food society.
Right.
And people are asking from critics, from people, they want me to do more Persian food.
Right.
And they're loving the little twist I have on it.
Right. A little personalizing the food.
Yeah,
terrific.
We have actually a joke in a restaurant we call Hossitize.
It's
Hossitize, two
it's
words.
Hossitize
and hospitality. They put a dash after Hoss.
It says
hospitality.
Yeah.
So those two is becoming signature for a restaurant, too.
To go to Zare at Flytrap for Hoss, Hospitality, and get his hospitized dishes. It's at 606 Folsom Street at 2nd Street in San Francisco. Phone number 415-243-0580. That's 415-243-0580. More information available at the website www.zareflytrap.com. That's zareflytrap.com. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Last thing, I just want to thank you, my family, which is my restaurant staff. They're my family. They make me to be who I am right here. And also thank you for San Francisco giving me a chance to be who I am right now. And thanks for having me in the show.
Yeah, thanks for cooking so well.
Oh, thank you.
it's a pleasure. Enjoy the Beard House in New York.
And I am looking forward.
We'll see you when you get back.
Thank you very much for having me.
Terrific. Yes. Hoss Zare at Flytrap. Very talented chef owner now of Zare at Flytrap. a native of Tabriz in Iran, in Persia, and cook some wonderful Persian cuisine. You ought to make it a point to get by and try some. We'll meet our final guests on Dining Around with Gene Burns just ahead. A new book, A Passion for Pinot, put together by two very talented photographers and a writer. And we will talk about that next here on Dining Around. Right now at 12:32, let us find out what's happening in the world. And for that, we go to Katie Lieber. She is in the KGO newsroom. Katie?
Thanks, Gene. This is an update from the KGO radio newsroom. 8 years of frustration for stem cell researchers will end on Monday. That's when President Obama is expected to announce plans to reverse limits imposed on the research and free up government funding. But, of course, not all are happy with the move. Today, the Vatican's newspaper called stem cell research deeply immoral. A deadly string of attacks across Pakistan is stoking international concerns about the nuclear-armed country's stability. In an attack that left 8 dead today, militants used a body in a car parked near Peshawar to lure police. 7 officers and a passerby were killed when the body was pulled from that car, triggering explosives. Nearly 1 in 3 Iraqis have been exposed to shootings or bombings. Almost 1 in 10 have had a family member kidnapped. But still, a new study conducted by the World Health Organization suggests a surprisingly low number of Iraqis report having suffered a mental health disorder. In fact, less than 17%. 2 Florida men have been arrested for allegedly running a pirate radio station. The Street Heat broadcast included advertisements for criminal gangs and discussions of where to buy drugs and find prostitutes. Out to the roads around the bay, let's check on traffic with Morgan Vieira.
We head to San Francisco first. 101 southbound before Cesar Chavez. A 2-car accident with scattered debris all over the roadway. In Richmond, McBride Avenue at Lassen Street, an injury crash there with a vehicle that struck a cyclist. Vallejo, 37 westbound after 29 in Sonoma Boulevard. We have a stalled out vehicle there. And your last one, San Jose, 280 southbound before 101. Brand new collision. Looks like they are possibly blocking a lane. Swap your old hat for a new Napa racing hat. Free with any purchase at a participating Napa Auto Parts store. While supplies last, limit 1 per customer. Napa, get the good stuff. I'm Morgan Vieira, KGO Radio News.
Thanks, Morgan. KGO weather, sunny the next couple of days. Temperatures in the 50s and 60s. Overnight lows in the 40s. No rain on tap, or at least the next few, at least till Wednesday. Right now in Livermore, sunny, 60 degrees. Oakland, 58. Napa, 55. And in San Jose, it's 58. On your radio, it's 810. News Talk 810. I'm Katie Lever, KGO Radio News.
Thank you, Katie. KGO time now is 12:34. We'll meet our final guests on Dining Around, talk about their new book, A Passion for Pinot, and we will do that next here on Dining Around with Gene Burns. Let me tell you about Just Remnants. Just Remnants is a floor covering store with 2 locations here in Northern California, 950 Piner Road, just west of Highway 101 in Santa Rosa, and the corner of Anderson Drive and Bellum Boulevard next to Tap Plastics in San Rafael. They also have a newly designed website, which is very important. You see, the folks at Just Remnants are experts in the carpet business, but they recognize that we are not, and they want us, their customers, to have as much information as we need in order to participate in the decision-making about what floor covering we want. Whether we want to buy carpet, they have 400 to 500 rolls of carpet at each of their 2 locations. Everything from 100% wool to synthetic fibers, a full range of carpet. And it's there by the roll, which is very important. So if you choose a particular color and weave, you can tip that roll over and pull 10 yards of it off the roll or 10 feet of it, whatever you want, to see the impact of a large piece of carpet. You can't make that decision from a 4-inch by 4-inch swatch. It just won't look the same. So you get the convenience of choosing it that way. Or they have a veritable forest of pre-finished hardwoods. The usual oak, cherry, maple, and the not-so-usual like Indonesian merbau. They have great vinyl choices, of course, and exotics like bamboo. But there are lots of questions about what floor covering is best, whether you need 100% wool or synthetic fibers, whether you want carpet or hardwood flooring, or maybe vinyl. All of those questions are asked and answered on their website, www.justremnants.com. So check out the website, www.justremnants.com, and then visit one of their 2 locations and check out what they have to offer. And when you do, please tell them Gene Burns said hi.
KGO Radio invites you to celebrate mustard season at the Marketplace, the Napa Valley Mustard Festival's signature event at the Robert Mondavi Winery on March 14th and 15th. The Marketplace features an abundance of food, wine, art, award-winning mustards, and music. The signature event weekend package includes the awards on Friday evening, featuring the festival chef's competition, food, wine, and dancing. Visit the KGO booth on Saturday at the Marketplace and see Gene Burns broadcast live. For more information, log on to KGOradio.com.
You probably already know that designer Vera Wang, who makes incredible wedding dresses, now has a mattress collection, and you can find it right now at Sleep Train. Not only that, but the Vera Wang Organic Collection by Serta is part of the free event on Now at Sleep Train stores. When you buy any mattress set from Beautyrest, Posturepedic, Tempur-Pedic, the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort, or the Vera Wang Organic Collection by Serta, you have your choice of free stuff, such as free pillows, a free mattress pad, or a free bed frame. And if you buy before 2 p.m., you'll get free delivery, free setup, and free removal of your old mattress. So much free stuff. Plus, on approved credit, you'll sleep free for 1 year on selected mattress sets. That's no interest for 12 full months. And when you go into Sleep Train, be sure and ask about all of your finance options. So hurry in today to get your free gifts and learn how you can sleep free for a year. So if you want to hear those three little words, don't miss the free event on Now at Sleep Train.
KGO time now, 12:38 on Dining Around with Gene Burns. Our final guests, Bob Holmes and Andrea Johnson, two very talented photographers and travel journalists who have collaborated on a wonderful new book on Pinot. In fact, it's called A Passion for Pinot, and they are here to talk about their book, as a matter of fact, which is beautifully done, as one might expect from these two talented people. The book was done with Jordan McKay, who did the text. And Bob and Andrea join us to talk about it. Welcome.
Thank you, Gene. It's a pleasure to be here again.
Welcome back for you. Andrea, have we talked to you before?
You haven't.
So
thanks for having
welcome.
Me down from Portland.
Yes, that's down from Portland. There's a great title for a book. Down from Portland. Whose idea was it to do a book on Pinot?
Andrea's.
Really? Why?
I'd grown up with the Pinot industry in the Willamette Valley and really seen the passion and the extended story visually being very captivating. And an illustrated book on Pinot Noir had never been done. This was actually a concept before Sideways. And I approached Bob, and it took a good many years to actually bring it all together through many different renditions. But, it was a story that I really wanted to be able to tell more in depth through an illustrated book. And
Are you a native of Oregon?
I am.
Yeah, because Pinot is their signature varietal, I think. Is it not? Certainly in the Willamette Valley it is.
Hugely, and it's really expanded since the early 70s. So yeah. I've grown up in the area watching all these passionate people start from very humble roots and really expanding an industry with worldwide recognition.
Right. You know, when you decided that a book on Pinot, an illustrated book on Pinot would be a good idea, do you yourself have a personal like of Pinot as a varietal to drink?
Yes, I do have to definitely say that has been a preference. I didn't realize the quality that was in my own backyard probably until I started traveling. It's one of those scenarios that the backyard is not as appreciated as much until you experience other things. And
I, on the other hand, didn't prefer Pinot.
Is that right?
I'm a Bordeaux drinker.
Really?
Traditional. I like big reds.
Yeah.
But so, I've been completely converted.
Have you really?
Oh, yeah. Through doing the book, I've been totally converted.
You buy into the subtlety of Pinot now.
Yeah, I love Pinot.
Yeah, yeah. Pinot, well, it can be superb when it's well made.
Obviously. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Total convert.
Bob, you, you've done great photo shoots for clients like National Geographic and so on. When Andrea approached you with an idea for doing an illustrated book on a particular grape varietal, does that present problems when you have such a narrow subject?
No, not really, because of the geographic extent of the subject, from Portland all the way down to Santa Barbara. There's, you know, all the different terroirs we had to cover. And as you know, Gene, Pinot is a grape that needs particularly careful handling.
Right.
And there's more going on with Pinot than with a lot of varietals. you know, a lot you can just dump in a bin and it'll ferment and
right.
out comes decent wine.
Right.
With Pinot, it's hand held all the way through the process. So it presents that much bigger subject.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's known as the heartbreak grape. It's very yeah. difficult to work with. And yet, winemakers are attracted to it. It's almost a sort of fatal attraction kind of thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it can yeah. really go south on you pretty
yeah.
quickly.
If yeah.
You, yeah, yeah.
And it often does with a lot of taste of some of the cheaper Pinots.
No, yeah, exactly.
I think the problem with Pinot is that it's an interesting varietal because there are no really good cheap Pinots,
right.
but neither are there any really expensive ones. You don't
right.
get any of these stratospheric boutique Pinots.
Right.
You know, the most you pay, I think, is $80, $90 possibly.
Right.
Which is still a significant amount of money, but that's for the very best there is produced on the West Coast.
But you don't get those huge, like you have sort of these cult wines in Cabernet.
Well, I guess it does happen with, I guess, Ken Wright in Oregon is a cult winemaker. Sea mm-hmm. Smoke, of course, which is put on the map through
right.
Sideways.
Right.
They sell out almost on release.
Right.
So there are cult Pinots, but they never reach the stratospheric prices that Cabernets reach.
How do you begin a project like this from, not from the writing, not from the text point of view, but from the photography point of view? I mean, you just start taking pictures?
You start drinking.
I should have known that answer was coming. Yeah. yeah, but that doesn't help focus, Bob. Not that I'm aware of. It may help you focus. I don't know. Well, see, are you after a certain set of photographs, or do you simply start?
You just go out and do it. It's
right.
Yeah, you know, it's not unlike taking portraits of people. I've done a lot of portrait photography mm-hmm. for annual reports and so on. And I always have a completely blank mind. I panic every time I go out because I think, what on earth am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
And I think this project was a little bit like that. You had to jump in and you start work and it gradually right. evolves. Yeah, as Andreas said, we spent 3 years putting this book together, but a very high percentage of the photography was completed in the last 2 months.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you became very focused.
Yeah.
It's not wasted time in the previous 2.5 years. It's all built up to this very intense period of work
right.
when you really know what you need to make the book what it became.
Our vision did really change. Initially, we had a very different concept, and then repeating the same locations, different seasons, different people. Going back, they were very collaborative and open with us. And I
right.
think it's a dynamic process that you come in with an initial
right.
concept and it expands.
Well, I was going to ask you whether you had an idea in your head for the book when you thought of the idea, and how did it change? How did the focus change?
I think the focus left from a lot of the initial vineyard terroir type shots,
right.
the pure scenics, to more the in-depth stories behind the personalities and the people and the process of making the wine.
Mm-hmm.
Every vintage is different. Every location is different. And as we chronicled three different seasons and harvests, each of those stories kind of unfolded in more depth. Some of the
right.
detail pieces
right.
just really weren't probably on the radar when we first conceived this.
Yeah. We're talking with two very talented photographers, Bob Holmes and Andrea Johnson. They collaborated and did a book called A Passion for Pinot. The book was done with Jordan McKay. It's a beautiful book. It is beautifully photographed and beautifully written. If you're a person who loves Pinot, this is the book for you. And if you've got a friend who or a family member who has a real love of Pinot, this is a terrific gift idea for birthday or holiday season or whatever. And I know the authors are going to be doing some appearances, so you may be able to be lucky enough to get a signed copy, and we'll talk more about that just ahead. Here's a KGO community reminder. The 27th San Francisco International Asian Art Film Festival plays March 12th through March 22nd. For more information, visit AsianAmericanMedia.org. That's AsianAmericanMedia.org, and that is a KGO community reminder.
Is your computer running slowly? Does it take more than 3 seconds for your email to load? Are you getting pop-ups? How about spam? Well, if you're experiencing any of these symptoms, your computer and your privacy are at risk, because these are the telltale signs of a virus. It'll only get worse until you act. Get a free diagnosis at mycleanpc.com and optimize your PC.
I got the free diagnosis, and now my computer is lightning fast.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization.
My computer isn't even this fast at work.
MyCleanPC.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
At this time of year, when the weather is cool and you're looking for a little something to get you going, a great cup of hot coffee is especially nice. Give Don Francisco's coffee a try. And this is why. Don Francisco's family members are expert coffee roasters. There's no two ways about it. Their family has been growing and roasting coffee since the 1800s. And with that much experience comes a level of expertise that you just can't find elsewhere. What does all this experience mean to you? Cup after cup of rich, full-bodied coffee that simply knocks your socks off. It's no wonder that Coffee Review, the world's leading coffee buying guide, agrees and gave Don Francisco's Colombia Supremo and more of their coffee an outstanding rating. If you want to discover the distinct taste of Don Francisco's expertly roasted coffee, then you'll stop what you're doing right now and brew yourself a fresh cup. You'll be so glad that you did. Don't have a can or bag on your shelf? Well, then shop for Don Francisco in the coffee aisle of your favorite supermarket.
The real free stuff is his good advice. Consumer Talk with Michael Finney. Saturdays at 4 on KGO. News Talk 810.
How many boxes of cereal can you fit into a grocery cart? This week at Safeway, you'll want to find out, because it's our Buy 5, Save $5 Mix and Match Cereal Sale. Over 50 of your favorite cereals are on sale. Plus, we'll knock $5 off when you buy 5 in a single transaction with your club card. That makes Kellogg's Corn Flakes just 99 cents and Post Fruity Pebbles just $1.49. But you better save room in the cart for other amazing club card deals at Safeway, like succulent steak. Get Rancher's Reserve Ribeye or New York Strip Steaks for just $4.99 a pound in Extreme Value Packs. They're bone-in. That means flavor in. Plus, get fresh Safeway chicken thighs, drumsticks, or leg quarters for only 99 cents a pound in Extreme Value Packs. You have your steak and chicken. Now you need wine. Just $5.98 gets you bottles of BB Coastal, Meridian, or Firefly Ridge, selected varietals. Get sweet, juicy, locally grown navel oranges in 10-pound bags for just $3.49 each. And shop at Safeway.com, and you can get your groceries delivered right to your home. Delivery is free on your very first order. Safeway. Ingredients for life.
KGO time is 12:49 on Dining Around with Gene Burns. Our final guest are Bob Holmes and Andrea Johnson. They are the co-photographers and co-authors with Jordan McKay of a book called A Passion for Pinot. It is a book that celebrates Pinot Noir. Andrea is from Oregon, where Pinot is the signature varietal, certainly in the Willamette Valley. And Bob, of course, has done photo shoots all over the world. In fact, they're just back from the travel conference in Egypt, and we were just talking about that. I want to take advantage of your experience as photographers. I'm amazed, particularly with a book like this. It's hard for me to know. I mean, I like Pinot. I drink Pinot. I swirl Pinot. I smell Pinot. I wouldn't know how to represent Pinot in a photograph. I mean, you could take a picture of a glass of Pinot, but what makes a picture of a glass of Pinot into a great photo of a glass of Pinot or Pinot? Go ahead, Bob.
God, hasn't it gone quiet?
Yeah, look at that. They're looking at me saying, have you lost your mind?
Yeah, Andre, I can answer this one.
Well, I'll speak up first. And I think Pinot Noir is more representational of its terroir and the place it's grown. It's more sensitive to place than any other grape. Oh. So trying to experience that either through the dirt, the land orientation, and even the personality of the winemaker. It might not be as heavy-handed as other places, but each one of those details is very important in how it's produced, whereas I don't think any other grape is sensitive.
Well, you do have a photo. There's a photograph. I should have made a note. I'm not able to find it now, but I should have made a note on this particular photograph. There is a photograph in the book of a bunch of grapes hanging there, a fairly close-up photograph, and it looks like you could just eat them right off the page. And I'm wondering how you get I've photographed grapes. I mean, I'm not, I don't do it a lot, but in the past I've tried to take photos of grapes, trying to get the light right and trying to get the grapes so they represent what you're trying to, whatever happens to be what you're looking for. It's a terrible problem. How do you do that?
A lot of patience. That was Andrea's photograph, I'm sure, the one you're referring to, which is a great shot.
Yeah.
It takes hours sometimes to find the perfect bunch that represents a varietal. Mm. You know, Pinot's in small, triangular-shaped right. clusters with small berries, and you want them to be perfect for a book like this, to perfectly represent the varietal. And
right.
I don't know, Andrea, it's your photograph.
It's all natural light. It's backlit. It's with the macro lens. But, you know, through each of the 3 years, I've watched the different seasons and stages of them growing, and you become a little bit more attuned to it after time. So that was one of the final shots, actually, of the book.
Is that right? And what about the light? I mean, you're photographing something which is an odd shape. I mean, you've said a triangular, you know, a sort of triangular shape, but it's an odd shape. It has a strange variable density because there are different depths. In some, you can see light between the grapes, and some you can't, and you just have to keep doing it until you get what you're looking for, I guess.
Yeah, it would be comical if you could see me out in the field. Typically, when you work with a really close focal length lens, you're in a studio, you have precise light, you have a tripod, everything is done. A millimeter of movement can make the focus change.
Sure.
And I was, you know, perched on my haunches in a wet vineyard with the sun moving quickly, trying to dodge between
sure.
the light. And sometimes it's just serendipity that pulls it all together. But
right.
that's the style that I tend to prefer to work in.
I mean, is there any, this may be the sort of impossible question to answer, is there any ratio, in other words, do professional photographers know that to shoot a shot of that particular thing, a hanging bunch of grapes in a vineyard, do you need to shoot 50 to 1, 100 to 1, 2 to 1, 3 to 1, or I guess, is there any magic ratio that generally works out? No?
Not really.
No.
To be honest, no.
You could get it on the first or second or third shot, and
yeah.
you might have to go 20
or 30.
You
take a lot just to cover yourself, but
right.
you often get it on the first or second shot. So there's no magic ratio. These days you shoot a lot because it's all digital anyway. It doesn't cost you anything.
Well, of course,
in the
yeah,
days
we've
of film,
sort of moved beyond.
Yeah.
And
so
is that done with is that called a macro lens? Where
yes.
you do a close-up shot.
Yeah.
Is that,
yeah.
And sometimes it's more instinctual. Your first response to a scene or a location can be really the winning
right.
piece. And you try too hard to create something afterwards, and it just never comes together as that initial reaction.
And a lot of it's serendipity. You know, you've been doing it for a long time.
Right.
You recognize situations, and you recognize that there is an image in there somewhere, and you just wait for it to happen. You know, it's luck.
Yeah.
The cover of this book is a photograph of Paul Hobbs up
mm-hmm.
in Sonoma.
Right.
And I was shooting Paul for Wine Spectator, I think it was. And they wanted a shot of him in the Chardonnay barrel room. And I saw this mist. It's very atmospheric because of steam. It's a very cold morning.
Yeah.
And it just created this fog. And he said, there's no photographing that. It's a really boring room. I said, well, let's go and look at it. And we opened the door a crack, and these shafts of light came through, and it made this beautiful shot that made the cover of the book.
Yeah.
But it's just serendipity. I recognised there could be a potential photograph there, and then, you know, suggested things that could possibly make it work, and it did.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it doesn't happen, but
you didn't know to go there before that.
No,
I mean,
I had
no idea when you opened that door.
I had a clue.
Yeah.
I had a totally blank mind.
Yeah.
But,
so I guess one of the skills then of a talented photographer is to know at the moment when you see something to realize I better shoot that. There's something there.
Yes.
Maybe two or three versions of it, and then I'll look later and see which one I want. But
it's continually looking at light.
Yeah, I guess that's
and analyzing it.
Yeah,
whether it's conscious or unconscious. You know, so.
Yeah.
And one of the most frustrating things about being a photographer is seeing great light and not being able to stop and shoot it.
Yeah, just because you can't. I mean, there's no place to stop.
Yeah, You're going across the Golden Gate Bridge, same time, like spectacular.
Yeah.
And you know there's nothing you can do about it. That's really frustrating. You just have to let those images go.
Right, exactly. Or get pounced on by all the other drivers. Get dragged out of your car. Yeah. Who are you? We're talking with Bob Holmes and Andrea Johnson, the new book is A Passion for Pinot, done with Jordan McKay. Wonderful book. I'll tell you where they're going to be, actually, and we'll do that just ahead. It's 12:56 on Dining Around with Gene Burns.
Believe it or not, some guy's written an entire book about hidden fees and how to avoid paying them. Well, the only way to avoid those kind of fees when you buy an engagement ring is to buy a chain company. You see, most other jewelers pile on additional fees, often leaving you no alternative but to pay them. But at Chain Company, we never charge any add-on fees. We'll set your diamond, size her ring, and protect it for life with our lifetime warranty, all for free. At Chain Company, you not only save money by avoiding unexpected fees, you also get a larger, higher quality diamond for your money with our direct diamond importer prices. No other jeweler in town gives you value like that. When it comes to diamonds, my family wrote the book on value.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, Chain Company, in Cupertino, San Mateo, and Walnut Creek. Open weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at ShaneCo.com.
Want to know something cool about Geico and renter's insurance?
Do I?
Okay, well, let's say you buy some presents, but they get stolen.
Oh, mercy me!
Let me finish. Well, Geico can help with that, even if they're stolen from your car or right out of your hands.
My word.
Not done yet. And coverage is as little as $12 a month.
Mwah!
You just kiss me.
I get excited.
Yeah, maybe a little.
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Ma'am, I need you to slow down and tell me exactly what you saw.
Okay, officer. Well, he had these crazy, huge eyes, and they just stared at me.
Uh-huh. About how tall?
About 3 inches high, 6 inches wide. I think he was made of money, and he just stared.
Ma'am, that was the money you could be saving with Geico.
No, it wasn't.
Did you hear this music when you saw him?
Yes!
Have a good day, ma'am.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com.
Planning a great weekend doesn't have to mean making a dent in your savings. Just head to your neighborhood Blockbuster store and grab the hottest new releases like Australia, Body of Lies, and Personal Effects, a Blockbuster exclusive. Blockbuster, America's best entertainment value.
KGO News Talk 810.
KGO time now is almost out of time, 12:58. I do want to ask you before we totally run out of time, you're doing an event at Book Passage.
No, there'll be a dinner at Left Bank.
Oh, at Left Bank.
The Book Passage you're organizing with Jean-Charles Boisset from Deloach, of course the owner of Deloach Vineyards.
Right.
And Elan Fayard of Linmar Family Estates.
Right.
Both outstanding Pinot producers.
Right.
And they're doing a Pinot pairing dinner. Both Elan and Jean-Charles are going to be there. And I hope Roland Passot is going to be there as well. Yeah. Of course.
And when is that?
That is on March the 29th. Sunday, March the 29th.
And information on that through Book Passage?
It's either through Book Passage or we have it on the book website, which is pinotbook.com.
Pinot Book, P-I-N-O-T, book.com.
Yes.
And in addition to that, Jordan McKay, who did the text, is doing an event on Saturday, March the 14th at 5 p.m. at the Jug Shop here in San Francisco. You check it all out at pinotbook.com. Great to see you, Bob. Nice to see you, Andrea. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us. Want to say thank you to our engineers, Richard Ryan and Bruce Fiacco. The hard work is done by Joel Riddell. He's the executive producer of Dining Around with Gene Burns. Our news today provided by Scott Lettieri and Katie Lever. Oh, they'd be so happy I remembered them. I'm Gene Burns. That I remember. That's not bad. Here, I remember this, too. You're listening to KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.